Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, early happy Memorial Day to you. I saw the greatest thing today. So every day I come down Olive, and I typically go right by the courthouse. Ray, did you ever go by there, and everyone's standing outside smoking, waiting to go in traffic court? And there's a guy standing on the sidewalk. I don't know why this struck me so great. White guy, kind of ne'er-do-well, kind of worse for wear, backwards ball cap, smoking, waiting to go into court. And he's wearing a shirt that said, Saint Effing Louis.
Yeah.
But had the word.
Yeah.
Like he was in court with effing Saint Effing Louis. And I was just like, that's kind of cool.
It is so not. I hate the. There are stickers all over the city.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's been a thing for a couple of years now. And I'm like, the first time I saw it, I thought I was edgy. But, you know, after the 30th 17-year-old white girl you see wearing the shirt, it becomes less cool.
See, I'm out of it. I didn't know that.
Why do you wear that to court?
Is it ripping St. Louis, or is it saying, like, yeah,
like,
we're the best?
Effing Louis. Yeah, we're the best.
Okay. I haven't seen that either.
Man, that is so... We're talking about the greatest generation defending an island alone with a pile of ammunition, and then 2019 showing up to court in that shirt. Are you kidding me? Gross.
Can I talk about the dumbest thing ever? Completely apropos of absolutely nothing. This morning, you ever seen The Searchers with John Wayne? It's a classic Western. And there's a scene in it that has always really stuck with me. So there's an attack by Indians, Native Americans, and they're chasing them. And then they realize it's a diversionary tactic, and they're 40 miles away from their homesteads. And they realize, oh my God, it's a murder raid. As we sit here, 40 miles away, they're murdering and killing our families. And they all go riding off. And John Wayne says, the horses are tired. They need rest and grain, and they're never going to make it. We need to wait overnight and then go. And they're like, you kidding me? I'm going to go take care of my family. And so he waits, and he feeds his horse, and he takes off in the morning. And halfway there, he sees them all, and they're on foot because their horse has died. Mm-hmm. And it's always struck me, like, we're probably never going to have to do that, but that's a real thing, that something horrible could be happening to your family. And if you're going to get there, you probably need to wait 5 hours. Or you could go right now and never get there because your horse dies.
Well, I think it's all about ego. Like, the ego was telling those people, I got to do it. It doesn't matter. I will overcome the circumstances because I have to go be the hero here. So they put aside common sense that, yeah, your horse is not going to make it. They made such an emotional decision that it ended up being worse off in the end.
Yeah, they didn't get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't have horses, you know, depend on them anymore. But we have similar things where it's like...
That's like getting in your car and not having put gas in it. Like, I'll make it. No, you won't. You can't put gas in it, man.
Yeah, you're
even
right.
Even if it means you have to drive 5 miles out of the way, you have to do it. You can't just go on sheer willpower.
Yeah, that one just always... Every time I watch that movie, it hits me and sticks with me.
Do you think that people... I don't know. I hate to bring it around to like school shootings and stuff, but I always think the people who do that sort of thing are doing it because reality isn't lining up the way that they think it should. And I think it's because their mind is just full of fantasy. Like, this is about me. And if I do this, then this is going to happen. It's such an ego driven situation. I wonder if we in this day and age experience that more than anyone else did. And I wonder if that's because of films and television and
I think
a catered entertainment experience that kind of, it's almost like believing in fairy tales a little
bit. Yeah, I think it's inarguable because certainly throughout human history, there have always been dreamers and, you know, your head's always in the clouds. But they were solidly living in reality. Hand to mouth, people attacking them, people dying of the plague. But with us, we really can pretty effectively and pretty easily disconnect with reality.
Yeah.
And do. Whether it's from hallucinogens, everything from beer to DMT, or it's video games or all of the above. Like, we really truly can disconnect from reality for a really long time.
So then, metaphorically, we try to do things when our horses aren't ready. And we think it'll just work out, because it always works out, because I'm the hero. So yeah. It's going to work out for me. I'm going to make it happen.
You're the one who's always saying, like, well, we're the protagonist.
Yeah.
It all comes back to me. And
I just think we're a really self-centered society. I think when you break it down and think, so why is this person feeling this way? Oh, because they believe they're the most important person on the planet. They might not admit it to you, but I think most people believe that about themselves, subconsciously or not.
Well,
like, this is my deal.
This isn't quite the same thing, but there was a report today on the news about this real epidemic of people dying taking stupid selfies. And there's just been more and more and more and more and more. And as an agnostic, I certainly hope there's an afterlife, but I'm not counting on it. This could be the only time you're ever aware in the history of the universe. Is there a dumber way to die than, like, leaning into a panther cage or leaning out over a cliff to take a picture that no one's going to give a rat's ass about?
Because they've disconnected with the reality of the situation because they want to get that good photo. It's like, well, I'll go get a photo with the panther. The panther's going to attack you, idiot. But they just think this is a good opportunity. They put aside all feeling of danger. It's just nuts to me.
Yeah, we've really traded meaningful life for what? 3 seconds? Like, isn't that about what people, like, you're big on looking at people's Instagrams and stuff.
So if I saw someone on Instagram that had a photo with a live panther, it would be about 5 seconds of, oh, that's pretty neat. Good for them. I'm not going to look at it and be like, wow. Oh, my God. Guys, look at this.
Yeah, everyone, come here.
I don't care.
How do I find this person?
Yeah.
It's a panther.
You're so much better than me.
Do you think boredom might actually be a good thing that we just don't have anymore?
That we don't embrace?
I was listening to, do you know the song? I think it's the Adler Brothers. The play in solitaire till dawn with a deck
Statler.
Of fish. Statler. Okay. I was listening to that song today for some reason. It came up on my iPod. And I was thinking,
wait,
that song.
What are you acting like? You just, like, it snuck up on you.
It did. I leave my iPod just running in my car.
But and you so have it on your iPod.
It's on my iPod.
Okay.
But it's got.
How did this get on here?
I don't really know this song or anything.
I don't like it.
Why is the That's So Raven theme song playing right now? That's so weird. But we don't get bored. And that song was made, what, 40 years ago? Mm-hmm. And it's just talking about things that this guy's trying to do while he's bored. Nobody would do that now. Nobody would do any of those things because we always have something to do.
I forget who the philosopher was, but someone said all of man's problems come down to his inability to sit silently in a room by himself. And there's a lot of wisdom in that.
Ryan, you brought up
I said that.
You brought up That's So Raven. Did you ever watch that show?
No.
Yeah, you did. That was one of those shows that I've watched a million episodes of it because it was just, you know, the right time frame for me as a teenager or whatever. But it drove me crazy because the premise of the show is Raven is psychic and she sees a vision into the future. And then it's always like, I got to stop that from happening. And she tries to control the situation and it happens anyway. It's like Gilligan's Island to me. The formula. It was like, just stop trying to control it,
never
Raven.
Works.
When are you going to learn your dang lesson? And it's just like on Gilligan's Island, everyone else is getting off the island except then. It just frustrated me. I'm like, girl, you got to learn.
I wouldn't know. I've never seen the program. I was not. Not way outside the age of people that should have been watching that show.
Did you watch Lizzie McGuire? Yeah, you did. I can tell.
I'll fess up to Even Stevens.
Oh, that's a good show. It really was good. That was our introduction to Shia LaBeouf.
Is this Disney or?
It was all Disney Channel. Yeah. I think I told the story that in college I would sit there and pretend when my roommate got home that I had been watching Disney Channel all day because I thought this is the lamest thing that I could be doing. And then I ended up actually watching Disney Channel all day. And then I contacted Shia LaBeouf when MySpace was new because
really?
I'm like, hey, MySpace is new. Like, social media just wasn't a thing. And MySpace was new and I got on there and made an account. And it started in LA. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of stars on it. And so I just contacted Shia LaBeouf. Because he was wearing a cardinal hat in a picture. Nice. And I'm like, hey, I'm from St. Louis, and I'm on MySpace, too. Can you believe that?
I also like the Cardinals.
And he said, he responded, and he goes, oh, I'm not actually a Cardinal fan. The co-star of the show, the blonde kid, was.
Oh, okay.
And he gave him a hat, and I'm like, that is the best story that I've ever told on the radio.
He makes me sad, because he's got some real problems lately.
Lately?
He's always
had problems.
Not when he was on Even Stevens.
Yeah, when I contacted him, he was fine. I just want that to go on the record.
That was probably actually the turning point.
God, that reminds me. You're saying Gilligan's Island in law school. So I'm graduating from WashU, and I'm me, and we're having our commencement speaker, who is some terrible, like, freedom fighter from, you know, the Sandinistas or something. But my friend and I contacted Bob Denver, Gilligan, to be the commencement speaker as a joke. And guess who didn't get the joke?
Bob Denver.
And so he took it seriously and thought that he was really booked to be the commencement speaker for WashU and contacted the dean, and I got in a whole lot of trouble, and they weren't going to give me my diploma.
Only you, man. That's an amazing story. Bob Denver.
Like, for real, when we graduated, I opened up my, you know, you get the little trapper keeper.
Yeah.
And my diploma wasn't there. And there was a handwritten note from the dean saying, see me. And so I spent the rest of the graduation like, oh my God. And that's what it was.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.